Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Would you like a healthier heart? I've often talked on the Good Day Health Show by myself and with Doug as well about heart health. I'm going to tell you something that may sound a little shocking, but Mother Nature has provided you with one of the healthiest sources of food for your heart. Here we go. I'm just going to say it. Eat a steak. I am serious. Eat a steak. I encourage my patients to eat red meat. Now, I know that smacks up against conventional wisdom. It can smacks up against the consensus that's out there right now that's not based on very good research, mind you. Because for how long since I was born in the 50s, since then, nutritionists, physicians, dietitians, cardiologists, diabetes professionals, whatever, are urging people to limit the consumption of red meat, limit the consumption of fatty foods, which they have touted from the rooftops will cause heart disease. But there are plenty of studies out there that do not get the playtime on evening news because these studies do not pay millions upon millions of dollars a year for pharmaceutical advertisements on these TV shows. And of course, whoever pays the bill gets to decide the menu. And so these new studies completely debunk the conventional wisdom. It now looks like it's the low quality carbohydrates, not saturated fats, that are driving America's heart disease epidemic. And it is high time to stop demonizing a steak. Now, when I say low-quality carbohydrates, I'm talking about the sugar-laced, sugar-filled foods that make up our diet. A low-quality carbohydrate is something that mankind made. Mother Nature doesn't make low-quality carbohydrates. Mother Nature makes carbohydrates that came from the earth. Some of them are healthier than others. Some of them we overdo. We way overdo corn. We way overdo potatoes. There's not a whole lot of nutrition in potatoes or corn. People like to eat them because they're full of sugar. They're full of sugar in the sense that they're starchy foods that break down quickly into sugar in the bloodstream and give us that sense of satiety and gives us that almost euphoric sense that comes when we eat a lot of these kinds of carbohydrates. But if the carbohydrate came out of a box, a bag, or a can, it's already overprocessed to the point where there's so much loss of micronutrition in the processing, and in place of it, sugar has been put in there to make sure that you want to eat it. I've often said if you were to take a bowl of freshly steamed green beans, organic green beans, mind you, with freshly steamed and just covered with a beautiful layer of grass-pastured butter with some ground sea salt over it, and then open up a can of green beans and pour it into a bowl and put it in front of somebody and ask them which one they prefer to eat. You know, it'd be rather obvious right out of the chute there as to what they're going to pick. Now, the reason I picked use that as an example is what came out of that can hardly has anything left in it suitable for human consumption. But the raw stuff, freshly now cooked, now that it's steamed, so it's softened up a bit, is still full of vitamins, is still full of minerals, is still full of enzymes, is still full of the kinds of things that are necessary for human health. And it's the overconsumption of the canned stuff, the boxed stuff, the packaged stuff, the frozen stuff that has lost a lot of its nutrition that is leading to the heart disease problems, the epidemic of diabetes and weight gain. Now, the medical community, to this day, now there's warring factions inside the medical community, thank you. But they still, for the most part, frown on the kinds of saturated fats that we find in meat and dairy and coconut oil. The American Heart Association recommends avoiding red meat altogether. And if you're going to eat it, you should at least eat the leanest cuts available. Like somehow the fat on a piece of meat that you eat is going to turn into fat in the bloodstream. That is not at all. That is not at all what happens. The fat that you eat in your meal is going to be completely dissolved, broken down into various forms of fatty acids. A lot of it's going to be processed and broken down further into energy inside the liver. And the only thing that makes the fat in your meal end up as fat in you is the complement of sugar you are eating along with the fat. And here's why. This is, if you don't remember anything else from today's show, I want you to remember this. When you have sugar and fat at the same time in the bloodstream, your body is going to go after the sugar. Now, you always have sugar in the bloodstream. I'm talking about the kind of sugar that's going to be there because you ate a bunch of white bread, or you ate a candy bar, or you drank a soft drink, or you ate some donuts, or something like this, that elevates the amount of sugar in the bloodstream. Now, the reason why that's a problem, and this is one of the things I love doing here on the Good Day Health Show, is these little points of information I think that are really important, is that when sugar and fat are present in the bloodstream at the same time, your body's going to go after the sugar for its energy because it can get the energy out of the sugar faster than it can get the energy out of the fat. The fat essentially has to be oxidized in the liver to release the energy from it, and some of it inside the cells as well. But sugar has oxygen built into the molecule, and it's easier to break out and oxidize that sugar than it is the fat. And this is why the Atkins diet was so effective in weight loss. I know it had some problems, but the modern-day Atkins is a lot better than what they started out with. But the keto diet and the carnivore diet, the reason you lose weight so fast when you're on these kinds of diets is because you're not eating nearly as much, for one thing, because when you have fat in your diet, you're satisfied. Your hunger is satisfied much more quickly. But also because your body, when it switches over to fat for its energy source, will start consuming its own fat. Everybody by this time here, 2023, everybody knows somebody that has been on one of these diets, a ketogenic diet or a carnivore diet or just a real low carbohydrate diet. And not only was the dieter surprised, but family members and friends were surprised at how quickly they could lose weight. And when they continued to stay on that kind of a diet program and made sure that the carbohydrates that they picked thereafter were Mother Nature's best, they kept the weight off. Now, where did all of this stuff come from? Back in the 1950s, Ansel Keys convinced the public and the mindset at the time that somehow animal fats were bad for you and vegetable fats should be put into its place. And interestingly enough, as animal fats continued to be removed from our diet, butter went to margarine. And we stopped eating the red meat. We started eating chicken, or maybe we ate some more fish. But we moved away from red meat. Interestingly enough, heart disease exploded. Cancer exploded. All the things that red meat were supposed to cause, when we stopped eating it, but greatly reduced the amount of red meat that was taking place in our diets, all these other diseases just jumped off the charts. Now, these recommendations of getting rid. I think the federal national guidelines are suggesting probably 10% of one's daily calories can come from saturated fats, you know, like butter, animal fats, coconut. The densest saturated fat on the planet isn't even from an animal. It's from coconut. Be that as it may, I think they're saying about 10% of one of the calories. I think that's completely upside down. I think the majority of the calories in your daily diet should be coming from saturated fat. Now, these recommendations by the American Heart Association have never been supported by rigorous research. The idea that saturated fats cause heart disease stems from just decades-old observational studies. You know, the researchers asked participants to complete these lengthy questionnaires about their eating habits, and then they tracked their health over time. And they noticed that people who ate a lot of saturated fats were more likely to contract heart disease. That's true. But they concluded that the meat and the dairy were the root of all those chronic diseases, especially heart disease. Yet subsequent researchers, looking back at that research, found that in many cases, the data was simply cherry-picked. And more importantly, these kinds of observational claims are extremely weak science. In 2011, a comprehensive analysis of 52 separate claims made in observational studies concluded that zero, could ever be confirmed as a clinical trial with peer-reviewed research following it up. Now, what did I just say? I just said that most of these claims have come from people observing other people. And vegetarians, for example, have lower rates of heart disease. But is that because they have less meat in their diet? Or because they smoke less and they exercise more than people who eat large amounts of meat? You know, the observational studies can't sort these kinds of issues out. And something very important to consider and to look at. I want to say more about carbohydrates because that's the big battle right now. If it's not saturated fats coming from meat, why do we have such a high level of cardiovascular mortality during several decades where we were eating less meat? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. No, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. I just want to say that. The Forbidden Doctor is that doctor that runs your body, controls all the processes of your body that you don't even think about. If you were to get up and walk across the room and come back and sit down, you are using hundreds of muscles to do that. But you never thought about any one of those muscles in order for you to get up and move across the floor and come back and sit down. That's this doctor deep inside you that's running your locomotor system. It's running your digestive system. It's running the nervous system balance between speeding up and slowing down, between fight or flight or rest and digest. It's controlling the immune response throughout your bloodstream, throughout your lymphatic systems. It's controlling the rate of nerve transmission. It's controlling what your skin is picking up. We think about the dew line, distant early warning of the radar all across the northern part of our hemisphere, you know, watching for things coming from the other side of the hemisphere that may not be welcome. Well, you have a dew line in your skin. It's called the acid mantle. The pH of your skin should be around 4.5 up to 5.5. So it's acidic. So that anything landing on your skin is destroyed properly without you ever thinking about it. All these processes, and I could go on and on with several more of them, the building up, the breaking down, the elimination system, your urinary system, your cardiovascular system, the pulmonary system. All these things are being controlled not by your DNA. Your DNA is just a blueprint as to how things should happen. Your DNA does not run your body any more than architectural plans build a building. The thing that runs your body is this life force inside of you that I refer to as the Forbidden Doctor, because the medical tyranny forbids you to know that this thing exists. They don't want you to know. They want you to believe that everything, that we go through life just trying to avoid landmines. And the people who are the happiest and live the longest are the people who avoided most of the landmines that seem to congregate to a heavier concentration the older we get. It's nonsense, absolute nonsense, to the point it almost makes me laugh. So when I talk about the Forbidden Doctor, it's that doctor deep inside you that needs only a few things to operate correctly. It needs some micronutrition. It needs some macronutrition, carbs, fats, proteins. It needs the micro in the sense of vitamins and minerals and enzymes and other things that keep the macronutrition running. It needs rest. It needs a good 7 hours or more of sleep a night. It needs clean water. And it needs a social interaction with other members of our species and nature as a whole. And when we take care of these things, the doctor inside of us doesn't really have to do a whole lot because all the bases are covered. Now, one of the things that I've been pushing in this presentation today is choosing our foods. And our foods have been so politicized by different agencies and different industries. For instance, we don't call diabetes sugar diabetes anymore because the sugar industry lobbied to make sure people stopped calling diabetes sugar diabetes because that's where diabetes comes from. We've always known that. There's some other examples, but when I get back, I want to talk about why we need to worry about carbohydrates. And I'm pushing meat, I'm pushing fat. Well, what about carbohydrates? Should we worry about carbohydrates? Are there bad carbohydrates kind of a thing? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Coming up next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one, and if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The federal government sending 1,500 active duty soldiers to the border ahead of the end of Title 42 May 11th, and border communities are preparing for an expected surge of migrants. In El Paso, Deputy City Manager Mario DeAugustino says they'll be using two vacant middle schools as migrant shelters.
How many people can we put in these facilities? That's to be determined. It determines on the population that we're seeing. Family units, you want to give them some privacy.
Chanting could be heard in the streets of New York as nationwide work stoppages of four writers took hold Tuesday.
Every time we have come to the table, we have been met with silence. So I don't know if there is a physical table for us to come back to until they agree to actually talk to us.
More than 11,000 members of the Writers Guild of America are calling for a contract that includes wage increases and better royalties from TV companies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. One of the most profound things I ever learned in my training in the nutritional end of my practice was from a fellow in Arkansas. And this was his specialty, nutritional research and presentations. And he started out his presentation once by saying, all of our nutrition that Mother Nature has intended for us to gain comes from the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom. And one or the other, obviously, is where we're going to get our nutrition. Now, we're not herbivores. We're not cattle. We're not rabbits. We're not horses, where we, given the opportunity to do so, would just eat all day long. Cattle that are out grazing in the pastures have to eat all day long in order to get the nutrition that is available in the plant kingdom that they're eating, the herbs, the flowers, the grass, the alfalfa, whatever they're out there eating. They have to eat it all day long to get the nutrition because it's so thin in the plant kingdom. Thin in the sense it's not concentrated. For instance, regardless of whether you like liver or not, liver coming from a clean source, a 4-ounce portion of beef liver has as much nutrition in it, if it came from a healthy animal, as 400 pounds of salad. Yeah. Our ancestors understood this. Our ancestors were very big on having enough animals around the farm, around the home, whatever else. And most of the vegetables that they raised were used to feed these animals while they lived off of the animals. Now, I mentioned carbohydrates a minute ago. Well, then, if our nutrition is to come from the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom, what's the role of the plant kingdom in its real intrinsic sense? Well, you want to consider how the American diet has evolved, because the most recent government data is telling us that from 1970 to 2014, the availability of red meat fell off 28%. That's 44 years. And whole milk declined to 79%. And animal fats like butter and lard dropped 27% because of political pressure, because of advertising. Foods that we have traditionally eaten before there was heart disease, before there was cancer to the degree that we have it now, based on CDC figures. When we took these things out of our diet, what happened? Because I've been talking about saturated fats. Now, if saturated fats were truly unhealthy, then obesity, diabetes, and heart disease should have fallen at the same rate that the red meat and the whole milk and butter and lard were taken out of our diets. But it didn't happen. Instead, these disease rates have skyrocketed, largely because Americans have replaced saturated fats with carbohydrate-rich grains. From 1970 to 2014, grain availability surged almost 30%. And the body converts these carbohydrates to glucose, thereby raising blood sugar levels, which over time can contribute to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. And the new research supports this. The largest ever analysis of diet, which included 135,000 people in 18 different countries, revealed that people who consumed high-carb diets were 28% more likely to die during the study than the people who took lower carbohydrate intake. And by contrast, those who consumed the highest amounts of saturated fats had the lowest rates of stroke. Yeah. Shocking. That's the pervasiveness of the food industry trying to convince us that we should eat their kind of food rather than what Mother Nature, over the centuries, the thousands, the millennia that we have been upon this planet, have lived off of. For instance, when they examined the mummies of the Egyptian culture, their bones are full of arthritis, they're full of joint disease, full of cancer, even thousands of years old. These are in the mummified remains. When they would examine the bones of mummies that they found in the Alps that were hunter-gatherers, that ate meat where they could find it, bones were still as hard as steel. But that doesn't get played up in the evening news because the people who are paying for the advertising, as I said, who pays for the meal gets to choose the menu. Now, this by itself doesn't just contradict government recommendations. Even more revealing is a recent controlled clinical study on people with type 2 diabetes that was conducted with very high quality evidence, in the sense that the researchers from the Indiana University found that minimizing carbohydrates while encouraging fat, including saturated fat, actually reversed diabetes in 60% of the patients after 1 year. The diet also reduced inflammation. It reduced triglycerides. It increased the good cholesterol, the so-called good cholesterol, HDL, and all the strong indicators of improving heart and metabolic health. And there were additional research points in the study specifically about the potential of eating red meat while decreasing carbs. Two studies that were led by researchers at the University of Western Australia found that substituting carbohydrate-rich foods with red meat increased inflammation and blood pressure. With some of my patients, I tell them, you want to get rid of the blood pressure, you want to lower the blood pressure, you can use drugs, but the side effects will take you out sooner than you want. But if you want to do something other than drugs, get rid of the breakfast cereal and eat eggs and bacon. Get rid of the fast food lunch and start preparing more protein, fat-oriented snacks. Jerky, for one thing. Clean jerky. There's good jerky, and then there's really good jerky out there. Things like this to move your diet towards. And then be very careful what you eat at dinner. Now, when I talk to my patients about red meat, they're thinking about, well, then I can get back to a meat and potatoes type diet. No. I know that's kind of the Western meal or the American meal, but not everything that you eat follows the same digestive pathway once it gets into the digestive system. In other words, simple carbohydrates like baked potatoes are so easily digested and broken down that when you eat them by themselves, even with a fatty covering like delicious butter and some fresh ground sea salt and some fresh ground black pepper, I mean, my mouth's watering just thinking of a baked potato like that. But if I eat that with meat, the meat has complex proteins, it has saturated fats that take longer to digest and break down than a baked potato does. So when both of these end up into the stomach at the same time, what happens? You know, the part of your nervous system that's picking up the presence of that carbohydrate in the potato is saying, well, let's move it on down the line. But another part of your nervous system is saying, uh-uh, we can't open up that pyloric valve. We can't open up that trapdoor into the small intestine because we have undigested proteins here. We have fat that we haven't broken down yet. We can't let fat in this condition get in there. This guy will have heartburn. He'll have bloating. He'll have gas to the point where he'll just about explode. So my point is, when you mix a simple carbohydrate with a complex protein and fat, you're going to get bloating. You're going to have an uncomfortable digestive experience. Now, younger people, teenagers, early adults, don't seem to have a whole lot of problem with that. But the older we get, when we're producing less enzymes, when we're producing less hydrochloric acid, that stuff can sit there for hours. And despite the wonderful taste of a baked potato and butter, despite the incredible taste of a rare to medium rare steak, I eat my red meat rare. It's grass pastured meat, so there's no commercial stuff in there. I don't eat commercial meat. The hormones, the pesticides, the herbicides, and the massive amount of glyphosate that is spread all over the food that these animals ate before they were processed goes right on into the system. Glyphosate doesn't wash off with the rain into the ground like they tell you it does. It ends up in the food system. So I'm very careful trying to pick organic foods as much as possible. But my point being here, you need to be careful how you mix your foods. Now, you can have a salad with a baked potato, but when you start including complex protein structures, well, you know, sometimes you can get away with fish and rice. Fish is a very good protein. It's a very good source of protein and omega-3 fatty acids. Sometimes the digestive system can handle some rice along with fish. But that baked potato, you know, I could eat a baked potato today for lunch without even thinking about it. But you got to bake it, and that takes 45 minutes to an hour anyway, depending on its size. And who's got time to do that? So I'm not into potatoes much anymore. And what about mashed potatoes? Oh, brother. Oh, when I think of mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or through the holidays with coleslaw and potato salad. I mean, I love this stuff as much as anybody else does, believe me. But you need to be careful the source of the food, and you need to be careful how you mix it. Because if you have a big, beautiful, say, ribeye steak, and you eat it with a baked potato, you're going to get the nutrition out of that steak. And you're going to enjoy the taste of that butter-baptized baked potato. But when you mix the two together, you're going to have some serious digestive problems. Because the meat will keep the stomach closed up until you're breaking that meat down into peptides and amino acids. And all the time that's going on, that baked potato is going to ferment. The sugar is going to ferment and cause gas, reflux, heartburn, indigestion. Things to keep in mind. I don't want to ruin your next meat potatoes meal. But these are things I want you to keep in mind. It's not the saturated fats that are the problem. It's the simple carbohydrates, the white bread, the biscuits, the cookies, the cakes, the pies that lead to heart disease, not the red meat. All right, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining up with Doug and talking about some more subjects that we always kick around back between the two of us. At gooddayhealthshow.com are all the podcasts that of all the shows between Dr. Ken and myself that have been going on for years. That I invite you to listen to. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around with me and Doug, and we will finish out this week's program coming up next.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses OXIC technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Segment of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He invites me to go on with him, and I invite him to go on with me. So we have this mutual admiration society built around trust when it comes to information about food, when it comes to information about your health and your well-being. And I always invite you to go to the podcast that we have, Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. One of the more recent ones focuses on chronic diseases that have increased dramatically in young people, the whys and the wherefores of that, on a Good Day Health Show podcast. If you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You're still doing your Forbidden Doctor podcast, or is that basically your radio program? What's the
the local radio show now is taking the as right. It was before.
So how is is there a highlight of that? You still talk about the usual health foods and how to be healthy and all of that. But
They're all recorded there at ForbiddenDoctor.com under radio show.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. We've helped people, again, immensely, courtesy of Dr. Jack. Again, all the information is free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever else you get your podcasts. Here's an update on food. This should be something, Jay, that we put into our Food Farm Family website as well. I was asking Jack earlier about evening primrose oil, something that I've been taking for a long time, but I don't remember what he told me about it. So coincidentally, he has been studying healthy fats. So what would be included? You said evening primrose oil is a healthy fat. So what's it come from? If it's
The plant. It comes from the plant evening primrose.
Oh, okay. Because it looks just like fish oil. I don't know that it tastes like it.
Well, it is. It's an important omega fatty acid. It's very fragile. It doesn't last very long. I mean, you have to be careful of the source where you get it from.
Yeah. But standard process that you represent, that's where I get it from. I get it from you, and you get it from standard process. Do they go rancid if you don't take care? Is that what happens to them?
Well, yes, because they break down quickly in the presence of oxygen.
Right.
So they have to, it has to be kept away. Usually you get it, obviously in a liquid form, in a dark jar, a smoky brown dark jar.
Right.
And you keep it away from heat. And I take about, two or three of them a week. Yeah, there's other oils that I take more of, like tuna omega-3 for the omega-3 fatty acids.
Something else the standard process has.
Yeah, there's a blood test you can do to find out the level of omega-3 fatty acids that your brain desperately needs.
Right.
And most Americans are not getting the diet that promote good omega-3s. So I supplement with tuna omega, and I think I get that to you as well.
So you and Ken Kronhaus agree on the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, for the most part,
because it has
yes.
all the fats in it.
Yep.
Reverses depression, and so is beside evening primrose. What are some of the other fatty, healthy fats that you want people to take?
Anything that is promoted as an omega-3 or omega-6.
Olive oil.
Well, olive oil is heavy in omega-9.
Yeah.
But it has 3 and 6 and 9. All the oils, all these good plant oils, not the bad things, like soybean and canola. Those are bad oils. They will hurt you. You should have nothing to do with those oils.
Nothing to do with
them. Although they're in most of the processed foods that we eat.
Yeah.
Because of the way they're processed.
Yeah.
The way that they're processed, the good parts of the oils have been removed. And they're tasteless, which is what a lot of cooks and chefs like, because they want oil in their foods for frying or whatever else without taste, so that the taste of the actual, the food that they bring in, the expensive stuff, isn't covered up by the taste of an oil, like olive oil will do.
Yeah.
But olive oil has so many other ingredients in it, besides the good fats, that it's probably the healthiest oil that comes from a vegetable. The healthiest oil, and then almost all animal fats are very good for you. Don't buy into this nonsense that, the fat that's in a steak is going to end up in the fat in your blood. That's absolute nonsense. But it's sold.
It flies
sold
in the face of what you get from a lot of conventional doctors,
yes,
though, for sure.
Yeah, well, the digestive system doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people, I can go off in the weeds here in a hurry. But evening primrose, black currant seed, any fish oil, these are all wonderful for the brain.
And you can get those from Standard Process through Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. How's that? Jack brought to you in part today by Balance 7. Get it and balance your body. 800-793-9039. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.